Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Business Profit Club. This is another podcast episode. We're coming at you live to people on Instagram.
Yo.
Live to people on Facebook. And obviously, we're coming to you on your podcast player. And it's with me, Nigel T. Best.
And me, Sai Sai Hearn.
Sai Sai, how are you doing?
All good. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Very good. Now, we've got an interesting topic today, haven't we? I love... You know, there's no polite way of putting it, is there?
No, so I'm going to let you say it.
All right, what to do?
I've had a sheltered life.
There you go. How is that bus shelter, by the way?
It's all right.
Yeah, good.
Gives me a drag.
There you go. Well, today's topic is what to do when life throws some shit your way.
That's it.
And we could do with an answer.
Yeah.
Have you got one?
I've got an answer.
Go on then. What are you thinking?
So what I'm thinking is...
Let's go back to why were you thinking this? We all get it from time to time, don't we?
Yeah.
And anyone that says they don't get some bad stuff thrown at them, the old curveball. Anyone that says they don't get that, they're lying, aren't they?
100%. Because when I've been speaking to lots of business owners or people in business or at work or anything, they're all saying that work is quite slow in January.
Okay.
Would you agree with that as working quite slow for you?
I'm trying to think.
It can't be that busy then if it's being slow.
Yeah. Yes, it was. On the property side, when you're looking for new tenants, one thing you should always try and avoid is because it's 6 month AST, so six month tenancies you have to give by law. If you take people on in June, just be prepared for them to leave in December.
Yeah.
And when you're trying to get new tenants in all those property people out there, you'll know this, landlords, landladies, when you're trying to get people in at Christmas, nobody wants to move. Nobody's got the money. Nobody wants to up sticks and do something at Christmas time. So, yes, it was really slow. But as of yesterday, we're full.
Brilliant. Again. Well, that's good news. So
it's taking a while.
Yesterday, towards the end of February, it started picking up.
Yeah.
But a lot of people in January will start to feel a little bit disheartened, don't you think? Thinking, oh my God, is Brexit going to affect this? Is it Brexit that's, am I going to have a really bad year and everything like that? So when you were talking to me then, when you were saying about your tenants, is it because of experience you know that it's always going to be quiet? Or did you feel, oh my God, what am I going to do? I've got nobody in.
Bit of both. I knew it was going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
But when it was pretty tough, you kind of think, all right, I know it's tough. And I know there's not a lot I can do. There's not a lot of incentives. I'm going to get people to move in that first month before they've had another paycheck when they've got Christmas to pay off. You know that people aren't going to move. So it is a bit of a squeaky bum time at those particular points. But that wasn't, you know, yes, it was life throwing a bit of a curveball because we were hoping that that particular project and the ability to open up and get tenants in was going to happen well before Christmas, and it didn't, and it just coincided. And then you've got to think, right, how am I going to ride the next couple of months cash flow wise?
Yeah, because it can be a massive hit, can't it?
For sure. Nobody can run a business with overheads and costs and no income.
No.
Or not for long anyway.
No. So was it belief that got you through it, that you've been there before, you know how it's going to play out?
My belief was this won't last.
Yeah.
So you always have that thing, this too shall pass.
Yeah.
So you've got to relax. That doesn't mean to say that the old chimp brain didn't wake me up.
Yeah.
3-4 in the morning. And it suddenly screams, how are you going to pay this? How are you going to pay that? What the hell's going on? You fool. Why did you do this? What made you think you could do that? You must be losing it. Everything's going to go. You're going to lose everything. And you have all those thoughts, or I certainly had all those thoughts, within a split second of waking up, about 4 in the morning. And the thing that I found that I have to do then in order to get back to sleep, which is a bit crazy in some respects, is I go onto Audible.
Yeah.
I line up a book. And it's a book, the books that, you know, help teach you things. So it can even be a book about not worrying about what's going on. I'll put that on, put a headphone in, you know, the earphones in, and I will go back to sleep listening to that because I need something to distract my mind from dwelling on the fact that, are we up shit creek?
Yeah, yeah.
This month.
I mean, and I can imagine that there's a lot of people out there that are feeling the same thing. January is, whatever business they're in, that January has started bad, and the only thing that you hear about at the moment on the news is Brexit.
Yeah.
And people...
What's Brexit? What's that?
I'm not quite sure.
No.
But all you hear about is that. And basically...
Yeah. Well. The only way that they could disrupt it was to then throw in a bit more politics, wasn't it? So it was almost like the politicians are trying to politician themselves by trying to get a bigger headline story. But they're numpties. But going back to that, at Christmas, at New Year, your New Year's resolutions, you're going to start something. The year it stretches out ahead of you. You're full of hope. You've got all these plans. You think you can do it. You think you can make it. And as you say, the first few days of euphoria start drifting. January is quite a dark month, you know, light-wise. So the sunlight, the daylight in the UK is not very long. And it feels like it's dragging. The money doesn't come in.
Yeah.
And it gets longer and you keep thinking, where is it? Is this what you're saying? Do you have the belief? Do you have the faith? Do you have the hope?
See,
hope don't pay no bills.
No, I've never met hope. But the two things that I look at here is beliefs and motivation.
Yeah.
So when you were talking earlier about the fact of you've got your New Year's resolutions, you've got all this, you're fired up.
Yes. A lot of people will be, won't they?
Yeah. So it's like on a morning, you could get up, you could put on a motivational video or music and it'll fire you up.
Or stare in the mirror. Come on, you're a tiger.
Well, I don't really know. I don't want to have that vision in my head, thank you. But the belief. And if you ever thought that when you're running, and you do run a bit, don't you? But when you're running and you start to get tired, but if you've got your headphones on, and then you hear a song that just all of a sudden turbocharges you and you run further and you run faster, that's motivation. When that music's not there, you don't run that fast because you don't believe you can do so.
I think it's all about
belief. So belief is constant. Motivation is fleeting.
Okay.
I don't believe it. If you were looking at it in terms of runners, I would say your belief is a marathon runner. You keep your belief, you'll get there. And I think when you're looking at motivation, one, it might get you there faster, but it will go away. And then you'll get hurdles thrown at you and everything. And that's when motivation disappears. Because when you're finding it hard, you find it hard to motivate.
Do you think that's a case of you cannot... Chris Duke on Facebook... Hi, how you doing, mate? Do you think it's because you cannot be motivated all the time? I think there's these thought police out there on social media, and people really struggle with it because, especially kids at the moment, you know, they really struggle because they believe that you have to be perfect all the time. I mean, guys, it's horseshit. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be. If you want to go and read some poetry, right, neat segue into this, but Keats wrote poems and he wrote Ode on a Grecian Urn and Ode to Autumn and things like that, and his poetry is very melancholic. What does that mean? It means that in order to experience the high, you've got to experience the low. Wake up, Si. Come on, wake up. Stick with me. Bear with me. And I think sometimes that people say, you've got to be at a turbocharged, super high level all the time. And it's crap. You can't operate at that thing. But if I like what you're saying, if that belief is still there, that you believe, you know, that this is right, that you're doing the right thing and you're going the right way, then you will get days that'll be brilliant and the motivation's easy. And you'll get days when it's hard. And I guess one of the interesting things is when you get those down days, it's how do you make the down bit shorter and not as deep?
Yeah.
And stop yourself spiraling further and further. And there's, you know, there's lots of techniques, there's lots of things that you can do. And one of the best things is to, I think personally, just like when I was saying, when you're asleep and you wake up and your chimp brain, your primeval sort of fight or flight brain is running rampant saying, oh my goodness, you've got no money coming in, you've got all these bills, how are you going to pay them, how are you going to pay them, the sky's falling in. As soon as you distract that brain, that part of your brain, give yourself something else to think about, you find that those thoughts, because have you ever done it where you wake up then about 3 hours later and it's normal getting up time and you remember that you woke up in a blind terror, but you can't quite remember what the blind terror was about? And it doesn't seem quite as bad in the daylight and things like that. I think that's it. I think what you need sometimes, if you're heading on a downward spiral, you need motivation, whatever you want to call it, is a distraction.
Yeah.
And it's something that kickstarts you into a different way of thinking. And sometimes you find it very hard to, on your own, choose to think a different way. So have you got any ways that you like to sort of distract your brain and choose to think a different way and choose to come up with, you know, a different approach?
Yeah, I think, well, obviously, as you know, I've had issues in the past. And you have to get your brain to think that if it's a bad day, well, it's only going to be a bad day. Tomorrow will be a good day. So your motivation is to do something that takes your mind away from it, like you said. And the belief that I know that things are going to be better tomorrow means that you can motivate yourself to do it. I think that if you just had motivation but no belief, you'd motivate yourself but stop.
You motivate yourself to do what?
Motivate yourself to do whatever it is that wants to take your mind away from it for that day.
Okay.
So, you know, a bit of reading. I'm a learner. I love learning.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I think everyone out here is a learner too.
Every day is a school day. Every day is a school day. But
every day is a Monday. We love Mondays. Who loves Mondays? You don't need any more motivational thought than, yeah, it's a Monday, dear.
But when we talk about beliefs, right, you have to have a belief that's a strong belief. Because let's just think of all the things in the world as like a pickaxe or an axe trying to chop you down and you're a tree.
Okay.
Right? If you've got a really good, thick trunk,
yeah,
it's going to take a lot to cut through it.
Okay. How do you build that thick trunk?
Well, you build that thick trunk by putting things in place so that you know where you're going. So it's about the goal idea. It's knowing that you can get there. It's having confidence in yourself. It's knowing that things are going to happen that are going to throw you off course. But it's not how many things throw you off course. It's how you deal with them. Look at every situation as an opportunity, not as a problem.
Yeah.
Because I think if you look at it as a problem, that's your mindset going the wrong way to start with. If you think of it as an opportunity, what can I learn from this? Because you're going to know somebody else that's going to have that same incident. It's going to be a little bit stressful. Don't get me wrong. It is going to be stressful, but learn from it. Take a learning lesson. Don't look at it as a negative, because I think that will, if you're looking at it at that point of view, it's like people that say, shoot for the sky, you might hit the stars. Right? At least you're positive.
Yeah.
Not shoot for the floor because you're not going to miss one of yours. Do you know what I mean?
Now, you know, going back to there, when you said there's a few things that you can do, and back to the tree trunk analogy, the tree becomes stronger the more roots it puts down, the more nutritious and nutrient-rich the soil is. And if you're thinking, right, okay, put down deep roots, not shallow, in loose soil roots, put down deep roots, and those deep roots are those techniques that you're talking about, so your belief and your motivation and your mindset and choosing to do this and saying, well, every day can't be bad. It will turn. A bad period will pass. Good things will come. Life is a roller coaster. Life's a seesaw. You've got to enjoy the ups and downs.
Yes.
All those things just make those roots go deeper. The tree gets stronger and the trunk gets thicker. So when life comes along with a bit of an axe, you go, I tell you what, life, you're going to get tired of trying to hack me down before I do. So I like it. I like it. So you just saying there, what was your last point? You were twittering on about something.
Yeah, I'm going to Twitter now.
What was it? You were saying your choice and what you can do about it.
So, what I put it down to as well is it's the fact of, if you look at the Henry Ford quote, and it's true. If you think about, if you say you can do something,
yep,
and if you say you can't do it, well, you're right either way.
Yes.
Because your mind is focused and switched onto that channel.
Yeah.
So if you're saying you can't do it, well, you're not going to be able to do it because you're telling yourself you can't in the first place.
Yeah, it's so true.
But if you say you can, but you might not be able to do it now. But what you do is you learn how to be able to do it. It's not, I can't do it. It's, how can I do it?
Yeah, right. I've got kids. You got kids. You know, it's one of these things that for me growing up, it was, oh, I'd like this. And it was, well, you know, I haven't got the money for it. Or what do you think? I'm made of money. Money grows on trees. It would, you know, not all the time, but there were times when, you know, money was tight. And other times you couldn't do it. The thing about that is, as soon as you get that answer, your mind shuts down to the possibility of doing something about it. If, however, when my kids go up and they sort of say something, I say, well, okay, how are you going to get the money to do that? What are you going to do? So you want that. It's going to cost you some money. You don't have the money. I'm not going to tell you that money's scarce because there's never been more money on the planet. What I'm going to say is, okay, how do you work out how to earn that money or get that money in order to get what you want? And you can see your kids, they kind of pause and they look up and they sort of think, oh, well, maybe I could, can I wash your car? Or can I do this? Or maybe I could do that. And that's the thing. As soon as you've thrown it back at them and said, okay, yeah, I like that, but how do you think you can get the money to do it? You've got someone thinking about it. And this is what we've sometimes got to do. Have you heard that technique where if you get stuck and somebody will say to you, if it could work, how would it work? So if you do have the answer, what would the answer look like? And
reverse engineer.
Yeah, the whole thing is to just get your brain out of that closed, shut down, this is ended, this is over, it's finished mentality, to get back into the more open mentality. But say, tell us a bit more about you and those days when it wasn't so good. What were you actually thinking?
Well, when it's not good, I mean, before I read a book called The Vortex by Jeremy and Esther Hicks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fantastic book. And it sounds,
it does. Cliche. I tried listening to one of theirs.
The cliche, it changed my life. It did massively. So basically, I was down. I was on a lot of illness, and on medication, and looking at everything negatively.
Talk me. How were you feeling at that point?
Very low. Very no self worth.
What do you think set you down? That spiral down. Why were you going down that staircase? Series of events
that were chopping away at me.
Yeah.
And I didn't have belief in myself. It had been knocked out of me by my wife. Popped a state in my jaw.
Physically knocked out.
Yeah, well, it weren't a good situation. And obviously being a big guy, you know, you accept these things. So you lose your self-worth, you lose your value, you lose everything, your identity as such.
So in reality, had you lost it?
No.
Or had you just forgotten how to access it?
Yeah, I think when you look at it, you've forgot how to access it. And when you change your way of thinking, like I did with the Vortex, everything. So basically, the Vortex taught me.
I was going to say, explain what it was in the Vortex that changed
you. If something comes to you, a lot of people dwell on it. If something bad's going to happen to you, you sit and dwell on it.
Yeah.
What the best thing to do is, what they said, is to bring it into you. So your subconscious, basically, can't be lied to.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas you're conscious. So if you're if you're telling your subconscious something, like, I feel great.
Yeah.
You feel good.
Yeah.
If you're saying, I feel shit.
Yeah.
You feel that.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is you need to basically trick your, you know, you've got to trick it and basically pound through it. So when something comes into you that's negative, rather than keeping it there in your conscious, which is staying in your mind all the time and then having all the weird voices in your head, you know what I mean?
And that, we've all got them.
Yeah, that like chimp on your shoulder talking to you, saying, la, 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 this is it. You get that. You compartmentalize it after dealing with it. So, bad bill, right. I know what I'm going to do with that. I'm going to do this.
Okay.
Forget that. Bang, put it over there.
Yeah.
Then you're back to your clear mind.
Yeah.
So let's just put it into an analogy. You're driving along, yeah?
Yeah.
In your car, and your windscreen gets covered full of flies.
Right.
By the time, if you let those flies build up and 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 mud and everything build up,
yeah,
you can't see out the windscreen.
Yes.
The best thing to do is say, oh my God, there's loads of crap on my windscreen. Flick on the windscreen wipers, whoosh, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's like you've compartmentalized it and it's gone. You've dealt with it.
Okay.
You then continue on your journey. What do you think of that for an analogy?
Yeah, I like it. So you just got to remember that you do have the tool.
Exactly.
And the tool is the windscreen wiper.
Yeah. And that's basically what did change my mind, because anything that bad happens to me now, I don't dwell on it. I just sit, sort it, get rid of it.
Well, the interesting thing is, I'm sure that leaves some pretty deep feelings and scars behind, even though they're compartmentalized and all the rest of it. But they're probably, for someone like yourself who's been in that situation, there's the potential for that to come back quicker than maybe other people. But I noticed the other week, I've got to laugh at this, because you went off over to make a phone call, and rather than the next words being sort of, yeah, hi, it's Si here, how are you? It was, oh, for beep, 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 I don't, beep, beep, because you'd knocked your water all over your computer. And it was that I could see then that moment of panic was, it looked like it was all consuming. And it probably didn't help that I laughed. But then when I saw it in your face, I thought, right, okay, relax. Because the weird thing is, if you say don't panic, people only hear the word panic. So relax. All right, let's have a look. Is it still going? Okay, right. Please stop shaking it, because you were shaking it really rather violently, and I thought the screen was going to snap off on its own. But it was, okay, let's think about this. Let's take it steady. It's still working. It's still going. That's fine. Top tip for anyone is, because you know, make sure you're insured. So you're insured. That was good. But then you got to make sure that you do something sensible with it, like back up your data.
Yeah.
So we then, you know, you hadn't done that for a while. So that's a good learning point as to do it, because it was the stress. You could have dwelt on that and said, this is it. It's finished. I'm doomed. I've got all sorts of clients' work. I've got all sorts of projects. I've got all sorts of things midway through, almost through, just started. It's all gone. And you could dwell on that and dwell on that and dwell on that. But instead, it was kind of, okay, relax. Let's think about this. Let's take a few steps.
Yeah.
It's still working at the moment. Let's upload it to the cloud now whilst it's still working. Because if it conks out in an hour or so, at least we've got an hour's worth of uploads done. And do that, and then we just take it step by step by step. And I think, for me, the belief was it'll be all right.
Yeah.
And it was, if your computer breaks and it's a strain on cash flow, it was, we'll sort it somehow.
Yeah.
We'll get another computer. We'll get it fixed. It'd be all right. Yes, there might be some work that you need to catch up and redo, but it was kind of break it down, and it's, I guess, like anything, if you only saw a tiny picture of the monster, you wouldn't be so scared.
Yeah.
But if you look at the monster,
it
will terrify you.
Yeah.
So it's a case of, right, well, forget the big monster picture. Let's just
break it down
a little bit
and
work it through. But
so a little tip, for people that do that, who do spill water on the computer.
I've done it. Well, I did mine with Ribena.
Well.
Which, it didn't destroy the computer, but boy, does Ribena make those keys sticky.
Well.
That was the worst bit. Sticky keyboard syndrome.
Well.
Water. Go with the water.
Yeah.
It dries.
Well, the water, what they say to do is to turn the power off immediately. Now, we were backing up, so that's why we didn't. But what we suggest is, one, be insured, two, have everything backed up, so you don't have the same panic as I did, and then make sure that you've took the power out of it, and then tip it onto its triangle.
Okay, yeah.
And then
The screen and keyboard are facing the table like a tent chain. Okay.
Let it drip out.
Yeah.
If anything in the front, drip out of the side. Don't shake it, but just let it tip on the side, and then immediately put it into. Believe this or not, and I've heard this mentioned loads of times, but put it into, cover it in rice.
In rice. There you go.
And
there you go. Put it on the oven. Gasmark 6 for 20 minutes, and you got some beautiful pilau rice.
Yeah, no, you don't put it on any heat and leave it for 48 hours.
Yeah, what? Anything that's, is it hygroscopic? Hydroscopic? Hygros? The one that absorbs water from the atmosphere.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do. It all helps, doesn't it?
But, yeah, and that works. And
well, all right, so top tips. Always, when we're looking at this, whatever you're thinking, wherever you're at, wherever the situation is, compartmentalize it, put it to one side, say, okay, I'll deal with you in a bit. You can't face everything all at once. If your business isn't going quite as well as you're hoping and you're at the end, coming towards the end of February, keep listening to us here on the Business Profit Club. Hopefully what we talk about will help.
Yeah.
If you're needing help on your plans or your goals or your strategies or what you're doing or your marketing, let us know. Let's see if we can help you. But if you're feeling overwhelmed, and we all feel overwhelmed, just think to yourself, okay, no sensible person in the world would be able to cope with all this in one go.
Yeah.
So the only thing a sensible person would say is, I'm going to break it down.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it into some priorities. Which are the key ones? So it's back to eat that frog.
Yeah.
Type scenario where you pick the biggest, ugliest, but most important thing and do that one first.
Yeah.
And just a bit by bit. And, you know, it's all good. The ability and the right to have crap days is yours.
Yeah.
And the ability and the right to choose to have brilliant days are yours. But whereas people think it's normal to wake up worrying about the future, I tell you what, have a go at this. Sit down this evening and enjoy tomorrow, tonight. And just say, tomorrow's going to be an absolutely amazing day, and enjoy it. And if it doesn't turn out to be that good a day, don't worry, because you've already enjoyed it once. And if it does turn out to be brilliant, you've just had twice. A double enjoyment day.
Double whammy.
So don't worry about the future. Relax and enjoy the future. Wake up in the middle of the night. You know, if you said to someone, I woke up last night, middle of the night, and they said, oh, no. I said, yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was in total panic as to how much I was enjoying my future. Nobody ever says that.
Yep.
Maybe it's about time we did. So I say, like it. Very powerful, very good, very interesting listening to that. And we will go deeper, I think, into what we've gone through when life throws you, throws a bit of shit your way, you know, and how you can overcome it. We'd love to hear how you overcome things. But for the time being, thank you very much for listening to the Business Profit Club. Give us a review, subscribe, then you get all the latest straight to your library on your iTunes or your other podcast player. But from me, Nigel T. Best.
And me, Si Hearn. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
And
too.
Instagram, yeah, we're Business Profit Club on those. And if you want us to talk about anything else or you want to come on and have a live coaching session, how about we do one of those?
Yeah,
that'd be good. But for now, it's bye from me.
And bye from me.
Cheers now.
See you later.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Business Profit Club. If you've enjoyed it, go to businessprofitclub.co.uk or share this podcast, review it, send it out, tell all your friends. If you haven't enjoyed it, keep dumb. Cheers for now.